Welcome to Team Building Exercise Season 2. Yeah, Jack, Rob, and Coach made it through all the factions, and they still came back for more. So this time, they're doing elite lists. I wouldn't want to play any elite people, but what do I know? Oh, man. Elite Veerman. Oh, my God. I can't even. Oh, my God. Just start the show.
Welcome to another episode of Team Building Exercise. In this one, we have the Elite Veerman. I'm Rob.
And I'm Jack.
And I'm actually coach this week. I'm pulling a stand and I'm coach.
You're actually coach again.
Yes.
We fired the other coach.
Yeah, he wasn't work. I don't even know why you just go with the original, man.
Yeah, there's no replacing you.
No, that's what I said from the beginning.
So we're doing the Elite Veerman, the old rats, the elite rats.
Which in and of itself is an oxymoron.
Yes. As we'll get into it, I'm sure we'll have things to say. But first of all, let's hear from Jack, because he always starts it. Jack, did you make a list?
As soon as Georgie has burst in, does a comedy bit, then I'll start. Until then, I steadfastly refuse. I'm not going to be subjected to this week in and week out under protest.
Yeah, but you know, unfortunately, Andrew went to his friend's house. His friend said, can you bring Georgie with him? And, you know, everybody loves Georgie, so he took Georgie with him, and he's actually out tonight, so we're Georgie-less, Andrew-less. It's like I'm all by myself here.
Oh.
It's kind of sad that Georgie has a better life than I do. He gets out more.
He's got a more active social life than all of us.
That's right.
There's a pregnant Hulk in the future. I think we're going to have a story.
Oh, God. That's more goblins I got to take care of.
And by take care of, you mean putting a sack and throwing in the ocean?
Rob, we talked about secrets. We talked about holding those in.
I'll edit that out. Don't worry.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's good. Okay, well, then I guess I will start, barring any interruptions. So for the elite list, we have one option for leader. So
what option would that be?
What was that?
What option would that be?
I thought that was Georgie. No?
It's not coming, okay. Jack. Jack's going to be really down this whole episode. I can tell already.
That's right. I commit to that bit. I'm miserable until Georgie shows up. Well, I took the Piper. That's second.
Not today.
Now I got to edit that. So, no, Coach.
Wait.
Whoa, where did you come from? Weren't you at...
I had to run all the way over here.
Wait, where's Andrew?
Yeah, he's still at his friend's house. I had to run all the way here from his friend's house.
What?
I'm really tired. I only move on a 1-2, so I'm not that fast.
And then the weapon is heavy.
Yeah, that was a pain. Anyway, I'm tired, first of all. But second of all, I'm really disappointed that Silvaggio, he killed that person. And he was on the phone with his family. I don't know what to do anymore.
Wait, what was he? He was talking to his family? What happened?
Yeah, and he killed all those people. They were talking to their families.
Wasn't it like, you know, like, hey, Dad, what time are you coming home? Oh, I'm getting off work early and we're going to go to the movies.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed.
And then Salvaggio just came in and burned everybody.
He is a jerk.
All right. I think I'm going to go back to hang out with Andrew and his friend.
How'd you get in? We have all the doors closed. We have the air conditioners on and all the windows are closed.
If there's a will, there's a way.
All right.
Excelsior.
Georgie, sounds like you got a little cold there.
It was all that running.
Yeah, I'm a little sick.
Hold on, before you go, because you never leave when you're supposed to. Jack, anything to say to Georgie before he goes? I know this is the highlight of the month, so.
Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, Georgie. You haven't let us down yet, and now I my spirits are picked up.
Your voice has completely changed. All right, where you go? You go get Andrew.
Yeah. God, Orange. Excelsior!
Jack, where were you?
Oh, and the listeners at home will never know that Coach set up that joke from even before we started recording.
He was at his friend's house. I don't know how the hell that goblin came in here.
Yeah, I don't know
he's
either.
Tricky.
It's a mystery. He's a tricksy one.
He's a tricksy one. So
okay. So
and listen, just think the only saving grace is I'm going to stick him in a bag and take him to Adepticon with us. Like the one we check.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. He doesn't get to ride up front.
But then, you have goblin pellets all in my sweatshirt and stuff.
So. Gotta hit a laundromat once we get there.
Yeah.
So, Jack.
Okay. Yes. Okay, I chose the Piper.
Coach, why don't you tell us about the Piper?
Okay, I'll tell you about the Piper. Well, the Piper moves at a 2/3 speed. He has armor 1. He's a size 1. He has agile. He is tough. And armor 1, so that's pretty good. And he has the Swarm Lodge, which we'll check on in 1 minute. He does shoot on a 6, so he has weapon options, none. And he has a fight of 5 and a save of 4. He's got the Shack Baton, which is range FAP 1, which is pretty good. So 5 fight, 4 survive, tough, and armor 1. He might be around for a while. Recon of 1, which is, recon of 4 plus. He does not have a tactician dice, so he's only tact 3 because from reading it, he's a jerk. So nobody really likes him, and therefore he can't really lead anything other than small griblies. And his splat is pretty good. It is the Tide of Vermin. Choose an unactivated friendly troop model and immediately make a full activation with it. Mark the model as activated afterwards as usual. So, the difference between this and Surge is choose an unactivated model and immediately make a full activation. Surge is just you're allowed to move 1 space, and if it initiates a fight, it's okay. So it's kind of cool because you can activate him and then throw some command dice on him because you're using a splat and then you can use a command dice. So I kind of like that. I like that a lot. You could really go crazy. But then again, you got to watch out because you only got 3 command dice. And then he has the new ability, which is a Swarm Lord. So now what's great is the Piper has kind of set precedent for us on the rules committee because I always felt that the leader should have like an aura about them or something cool that doesn't pertain to the splat. So this is kind of a blueprint for us to, giving abilities, like new abilities. And it's very exciting now. So basically the Swarm Lord, I'll paraphrase it, but basically you get the you start off with two rat swarms, vermin swarms, and they're on the board with you. And if one dies, he may use his special action to call a new swarm, place a single vermin swarm in the Piper's cube as long as it can fit. And basically you have a size 2, speed 2, fight 6 plus Vermin swarm at your disposal at all times. So that's pretty cool. So that's the Swarm Lord in general. He just, you're going to be calling, Vermin swarms all the time. Now, the Vermin swarm in the Elite book is not as good as the regular Vermin swarm, but.
Well, the regular one's called Rat Swarm, right?
It's right. Like, the rat. Yeah. It's a rat swarm. So it's a little different, but still, you're getting, they're not troops. They're not anything, but you're getting free models on the table, and that's always good.
And they're always coming back too, so they're permanent models too.
Yeah,
and they're not nothing. They're pretty tough. Like they're still pretty good.
So if one dies, if you can call, it's a special action, so he's going to have to use a short action to do it, but he can call a new swarm. So I think that's pretty it's pretty cheeky. I like it. I like that a lot. So and then Tide of Vermin, good splat. The only thing is he has no tact dice, but he'll probably survive. Armor 1, tough, and 4 plus save. I think you're in good shape. So, he's not overly good, but he's not bad. He's pretty good. He's a good leader. 34 points, 3 victory points. A little hefty, but for what he brings to the table, it's the 34 points I'm good with, the 3 VPs. I could see it. I could see it. So, you know, what say you, gents?
Yeah, this list, because of what he comes with, like what you're able to put into the strike team, I didn't enjoy it. It didn't have much of the stuff I enjoy about the Veerman. Mm-hmm. But him as a model with between the Swarm Lord and the Tide of Veerman, there's a lot of potential there. There's a lot of fun to be had.
Yeah, and then the list building, you can go one of two ways. And we've gone three ways, but I think let's see who does what. But I'll tell you what, I dug making this list.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll hastily go through mine, and we can move along and see what you enjoyed, because mine was done with not much love concerning
the protest.
On the protest,
yes, you know, there was a gonk.
How far have we come where I couldn't wait to do a Veerman list, and you did not enjoy doing a Veerman list?
Yeah, you know what? That I guess that's just what makes the elite lists different, by restricting things and making certain you have to make concessions that you might not like, or it's right in your wheelhouse. Yeah,
right.
We'll discuss all this at the end, but please, Jack, continue. Oh, what is your list?
Okay.
There he is. go walk the plank.
Okay.
I'm a pirate type taskmaster.
Well, you are today.
Yes.
Your list, Jack.
After the Piper, I got the two Veermans, the Veerman swarms, obviously. If they're free, you might as well take them. I followed that up with four crawlers. Now the crawlers shoot on six, fight on five. They're not spectacular troops. But now with the new and improved cost of 10 points, you know, they're a pretty solid base troop. You need them, so you could do worse. And I kept them all with their stock weapon, which range. The range four is piss poor, but way to fire one and rapid fire. I just wish they had holosights available.
Do they have rapid fire?
No, they don't have rapid fire.
No, it's just way to fire one.
Just way to fire, yeah. Not rapid fire.
Oh, okay. Well, it still stands. I wish they had the holoscopes, because I think that's what I would have needed to really punch them up a bit. I gave one of the crawlers AP ammo. I gave two of the crawlers frag grenades. So that's my rare and my unique.
It's common. The frag grenade is common, which is kind of cool that it's common.
The frag grenade, yeah, and it kind of lends itself to the Veerman the new way that they're going with the explosives and the. They're kind of finding their niche.
Right.
And then I have one stalker because I had the points. And shooting on seven, fighting on fours, he's just basically an afterthought. So I can't really say why he's there other than, you know, he's there. He's an addition that maybe would be MVP under some crazy circumstances, but
right.
So those are my troops. Now I'm moving on to my specialists. My first specialist is a nightmare with the paro drills.
Yes,
because you know I think we've discussed why that's probably one of the better nightmare packages to get because of the frenzy, but the new and improved nightmares, A, being cheaper, and B, getting a little armor and getting a little more survivability, I had to take one at least.
No, it's a good choice.
I think I've gone heavy with the nightmares before in lists that we've done with the Veerman, and I don't think that's wrong, but in this list, because I was kind of just playing around now with the new numbers and stuff, I followed up the nightmare with three night terrors with spitters.
What? With spitters?
Yes.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah. I told you this list was not, I just before Adepticon, I started to kind of the Night Terror gave me a come hither look, you know, wagged the spitter a little bit seductively. And I was like, oh, look at that. That's like two midgets wrestling under a blanket. And so now I don't know. I'll have to play them up a little bit more to see. But anyways.
Rob, you know what that is, right? You know why he took that? They shoot on fives, and he plays Plague a lot. And then he's like, oh, five shoot? All right, well, par for the course.
That's good, yeah.
And my thought was with the Limitless Veerman Swarms, as long as you can see the bottom of the cup, the waitress comes and pours you some more. And with the Nightmare, I thought to follow that up with some shooters. And that's why I went primarily crawlers and with its bitters. I could send Veerman Swarm after Veerman Swarm up to fight hand-to-hand and have the shooters. I don't know if it'll work. Don't know. Again, this list was a bit of a slog to get through. It has nothing. It doesn't have this je ne sais quoi that I prefer in my Veerman.
So I normally don't play Veerman, but when I do, I take the spitter.
I take the Veerman Strider.
Which should be in there.
Well, I give anytime they want to add that to the book, I sign over my rights to the model in which I created that they could use as a picture in the manual.
Absolutely.
Any of the powers that be that are listening to the award-winning team building exercise, that is my word to you. Feel free to use any images that you want.
With the sole written consent of Mr. Jack.
Yes. And my blessing. And an autographed photo of me reclining on a bearskin rug.
Excellent.
Oh, that's worth it. That's worth it right there.
Is that your whole list? Is there anything else?
No, that's it. That comes in at a whopping 199 points. And really, it's a higher model count than most, but pretty low for Veerman. But again, this was not a labor of love, this list. It was a bit of a slog. So there you have it.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay.
So that was Jack's list. And we'll be right back. I'll do my list. And I must say, my list is nothing like Jack's list. Amazingly, once again, with his limited choices, we have different lists. So it's kind of cool. And we'll be back after this message. Is this the worst commercial ever made? Could be.
Could be.
Say that. Disrespectful.
Enough of the list already. Now on to the commercials.
Quiet down, boys. I'm trying to listen to Dead Zone, the podcast. Oh, hi. I didn't see you there. My name is Hiroku, and I'm your friendly neighborhood Blake Lord. Why, yes, I do enjoy listening to Dead Zone, the podcast, at deadzonegame.podbean.com. Even if it is hosted by two pathetic humans destined to be part of our glorious plague. Was that gunfire? Damned enforcers are always interrupting my podcast time. Don't forget to go to deadzonegame.podbean.com for all your Dead Zone listening pleasure. Now, to destroy these damnable enforcers.
All right, what up? We are back. Award-winning team building exercise. Episode, I don't know. So what we're going to do, we're doing the Veerman Elite List, which is an oxymoron, which we've already established. But let's see what the Taskmaster has for us. Will it be different than Jack's? Will it be different than mine? We will reveal ourselves right now. So what do you got, Rob?
Phrasing. Well, I must say, I'll start off saying the only thing I agree with Jack about the whole list is I didn't enjoy making it.
What?
Once again, not a fan. You guys seem to love the Piper. I find him way too expensive. The only good thing about him is he's not going to die. He's got save 4 plus with a tough and an armor. He's pretty good for that. But really expensive. I find his Tide of Veermen is just an extra activation die, but you can only use it on troops, so that's worse. And the Veermen Swarm, why do they have Horde when you can only have two of them? And there's nothing else in the list that has Horde, so it's not like you can... Horde's useless. They always get a plus one die. So there needs to be something else in this list that has the Horde ability. That's all I'm saying. But other than that, that's enough of my complaining. I did take the Piper, and he does have 4 plus recon, which is nice. But yeah, with the only 3 dice, once again, I've never played the Piper, but I have a feeling he wouldn't be that great of a leader. I like having command dice, personally.
But, command dice is the way to go, man.
Yeah, so only having 3, that would really limit your choices. But I will go on. I did make a pretty themed list here, because I decided to... That I would just have some stalkers. I took 9 stalkers.
Yes.
Because when you can't take one, you must take 9 of them. And these are the guys who have the Horde. That's the special ability he should transfer onto this group is give the stalkers Horde. That would be nice. That would be way too powerful probably, but that's pretty fun. But stalkers, yeah, only 11 points, pretty cheap. And I also gave... Well, let's see. I gave 3 of them smoke grenades and 1 of them a stun grenade because, yeah, you kind of need smoke with the Veermen. As I played Coach when he was playing Veermen, the smoke, especially to get these guys up, if we were getting shot, you got to give them some cover.
Now, you gave them, I'm sorry, what was it?
What'd you give? 3 smoke grenades and a stun grenade.
Can't take a stun grenade. He's not on the list.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The elite list. It's not the... You know, it's not the all-encompassing list.
Well, not yet, right? We'll have to change because they also don't have toxic or
right
or the launchers and stuff yet.
Yeah, well, that's like I think that would be in the Veermen list. I guess the Piper just said, you know, I don't need that stuff.
Well, or it hasn't changed yet. Maybe when the Veermen become official, you guys will have to add in another FAQ thing for the infestation.
That's awesome. Another FAQ.
He should definitely get rat swarms. It makes no sense that he doesn't have rat swarms. Well, it makes sense because they weren't invented when this list was made, but he should have rat swarms. They definitely need to be in this list. Then they should make the model so you can have many, many rat swarms on the board.
Correct.
Because all those stalkers, if the rat swarm was a troop, I would just take all rat swarms.
He doesn't have access to any of the, like the scientist rats. So maybe it's part of the fluff that he doesn't have the toxic stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Maybe he is just rat based and doesn't worry about the science and the
He's kind of like the outcast. You know, when you read his fluff, it's like his affinity for the lesser Veermen makes the other Veermen nervous. So it's kind of like they put up with him but they really don't like him.
Yeah. Well, instead of a stun grenade, I'll give him a medi pack or something instead.
They don't have access. Oh, they do have
medi packs. Yeah.
Yes. I was really hoping you picked something.
I'll give him a frag grenade. That would make sense. They're the same price too. Anyways, other than the stalkers, for my specialists, I went pretty simple. I took 3 night terrors with sides. So it's all stalkers, all sides. So this is a total melee army. You're not doing anything other than running up and trying to kill people. And you're hoping you get there in time. Hopefully they focus on the Night Stalkers instead of all the little rats so that they can get up on them.
Right.
Because those rats, like, I underestimated them. When I played them with my Asterians, 4+, they stood toe-to-toe with the Khaleesi. That's pretty good.
They killed a few Khaleesi.
Yeah. So, like, if I can get those Stalkers up close and maybe I'll focus on the Night Terrors thinking that, oh, I gotta kill these guys. They're big guys. Yeah, they're big, but the little guys are just as bad, so. Because they're both on 4+ fights. It's just the big guys are harder to kill is all. And they got Frenzy 1, which is always nice and tough. But yeah, that's my whole list. Yep, 3 specialists.
Wow.
3 specialists, 9... 3 specialists, Night Terrors with Scythes, and 9 Stalkers and the Piper. 13 models, 21 VPs, 199 points.
Whoa!
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy, easy peasy.
So that's me. Not a fan of the Piper or his list here. I'd much rather regular rats. But hopefully in the future we get Hacker Halftail. Maybe he'll improve the elite lists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're all coming. They're all coming.
Oh, yeah.
I can't divulge, but they're all being worked on. So, you know, I know Hacker's done, so you just got to wait for it.
Yep, we can't wait. That's what I'm waiting for, because I'm not a fan of the Piper. I'm not a fan of his model. I think he's way too small. He looks worse than a normal rat, I think, personally.
I have that in my notes for discussing afterwards.
Yeah, well, sorry, we'll get to it. I'm doing it to you. I'm jumping ahead. Coach, please let us know your list.
I'm the one who jumps the gun, not you guys. You guys not following protocol, of all people, the Taskmaster. All right. So I'm going to do my list, because this is the way we do things here. So,
okay.
I did pick the Piper.
Good. It's a good start.
Yeah, good start. I do like him. I think he's pretty good. I think if you get him into a fight, he might be able to handle himself. I do like the Swarm Lord, him popping out those guys. I think we could all agree that we like that.
Yeah, for sure. That's the best part of this whole list is those guys.
That was what we were talking about, something like trying to get the Broodmother to do. Mm-hmm. You know, so, something similar to that. So, but I guess for him, it's his uniqueness, you know, that comes through. And I do dig it, man. You know, you can get at least two of them on the table. Veerman Swarms are, they are size 2, they speed of 2-3, so it's pretty good. Pretty good. You know, like you said though, the Horde ability, I guess they gotta stick together. You know, that's the only way it works. But, for my troops, I took 5 Stalkers. I like these little bastards. They were, running up there, and you had your Khaleesi running up, and they were just like, all right, standing toe to toe with them. And then the Khaleesi were like, well, I got an AP1 blade. And we're like, I don't care. I don't got no armor.
That's right.
So it kind of nullified that. You know, that's how you beat armor. You take guys that don't have armor. You know, but they did have a 3+ with Frenzy. So the Stalkers just had, their 4+, but they were holding their own.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, and a 4+ fight is really, I mean, a 3+ is, you know.
And not to mention, you can have at least 2 of these, 2.5 of these per Khaleesi, so.
Right.
So, two per Khaleesi, I guess.
Yeah, man, for 8 points, it's, you know, it's definitely worth it. So, you know, I love those guys. Now we went with the specialists. I took the 2 Night Terrors with Scythes. The new prices on them, because in here they are 26, right?
Yeah. Yeah, they're the wrong price in there. Right?
Yeah, well, you know, well, they're still 26.
Oh, they're 26. Yeah, it's the Nightmares that change price, right?
Right, but now they have, they still have Rampage, but they got Tough.
Yeah,
and you know that makes a huge difference. Frenzy 1 is always great. They're a beast. You know, I mean, they're a beast. You know, what are you gonna do? But I think they're pretty good. But you know, I love the Night Terrors, but they hardly ever make it. You know, they're usually like. They're like bullet magnets, but now that they're size 3, it makes a difference too. You know, by coming up, so they're a little bit more survivable. The Tough helps, but a 5+ survives. So they're okay. They're the guys I'm on the fence with. I really am with them, but and they're 3 VPs, so they're
expensive.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I want to make them work. It's like something want to make them work. I know, you know. I want to make them work. So, yeah. And then coming in the rear with the gear, I took 1, 2 Tree Nightmares with the pair of drills, because that's the only way I build them.
Also, all 3 of them?
All 3 of them have the pair of drills. They are the slow guys for whatever reason. They're slow, 1 to 2. They are size 2, which is, you know, awesome. They do have a fighter 4+ and a survivor 4+. So you're doing okay. And, oh, I'm sorry, armor 1. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the pair of jewels gives them frenzy 1, AP 1. So there's your AP in the army. You know, the Piper has AP, and so does the
Night Terror.
Yep. And I think the Veerman Swarms coming up at a 2-3 size 2 can run up there. The Nightmares and the Night Terrors will be helped by the Stalkers running up there, because they have, you know, good speed. And they could be that 1 extra guy or 2 extra guys in the cube that you need, giving you a +1 dice. So, you know, I was kind of really happy with this list. And then I just took a 1 smoke grenade and 1 ammo. And I don't know who I'm going to give it to, and I usually forget it anyway. But I think the smoke grenade I would give to probably one of the Nightmares. And then the The ammo, I don't know. I really have no idea who I would give it to. I guess one of the stalkers, because they're the only ones with a ray pistol. But, you know, that menacing 7+ shoot is really, really scary to worry about. So, oh my God.
And like you say, you'd forget about it anyway, so it doesn't
really matter. Yeah, he's got ammo. Oh, but you know what? It might help that one time, you know. I'll tell you what, I shot at stuff blank range with ammo and stuff. So, you know, you're shooting like 6 dice and I missed everyone, got all 6s, and it was like, why do I bother? But, you know, but that's it. Is that 200? That's 200?
Yeah, it's 200 exactly.
On the nose. So that's it. I tell you what, I dig this list, man. I really do. I thought it was cool. So.
Well, that makes one of us now. You had kind of like a mix between both mine and Jack, so it's kind of cool that we all got stuff going here.
And thus the beauty of the award-winning team building exercise.
Yeah.
So we'll take a break, and then we'll just talk about the whole list. And if there is anything we didn't take, we'll check it out.
Let's check it out.
Check it out.
Hey, all right, enough already. Now on to the commercials. Hey, oh, man, that was a good roll.
Hey, Georgie, what are you watching?
Oh, I'm just watching a video on Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube.
What kind of videos are on their channel?
They have hobby videos, live streams, Dead Zone and Warpath battle reports, and tons of other great stuff.
Oh, cool. I have to check them out.
Remember, that's Family of Gamers 777 on YouTube, the hub for all things miniature wargaming.
So, Georgie, what's your favorite video on their channel?
I love them all so much. To pick just one, what do I know?
And welcome back to the award-winning team-building exercise, and we are about to discuss who we didn't take in our lists and then go on a bit of a rant. So take it away, young Robert.
Well, we took everybody in our lists. It's the spitter over there made sure we took everyone, because I took stalkers, Jack had crawlers, we both, everybody took nightmares over there, and I took night terrors, and we got everything. We cleaned up. Which has happened. Yeah, well, elite list usually happens because there's enough stuff. There's so little that we usually do get everything involved.
All right. And so thank you for tuning in to Team Building Exercise. Next time. I'm sorry.
But Jack did bring up a good point, and we wanted to save it for the episode, is that to get this list was a pain because there was about 8 different things you had to look through. There's FAQs. There's the original infestation book. There's the Veerman, well, it's only in beta right now, but it'll be eventually come out as the real lists. And it was a bit of a pain to get everything together. And that brought up a thought that we were thinking earlier too, is, Dead Zone's getting to the point where they might need to do what they're doing in Kings of War with that compendium, get all the rules in one place again. Cause it is getting, pretty bloated.
Now, let's discuss. What do you guys think about, like, all right, so we got an FAQ coming out. Right. They just put out the GCPS list. The new Astarion list came out, right? Which I think it's cool. You get like a pamphlet. If you buy the starter set, you're going to get that 4 or 5 pages in there.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that they put those out, if they just hand those out to cons or something, so you have them.
Yeah. But you know, Niantic too, you probably download it and print it up if you really
need it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's already on their website. So,
but let's, you know me, I am a philatelist. I am a seeker of truth. So now, how many of us are not going to buy the damn book that comes out for Dead Zone?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it, right? Like, it's going to be, you know, the updated rules, the FAQs, the army lists, everything, you know, at that point in time, everything will be in there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to buy it because, and then, you know, the old book is obsolete, this and that. Get over it.
Yeah. Welcome to miniature gaming. That happens every single time. No,
because, like I said before I was on the rules committee, I said, we need to fix the Veerman because they need to be fixed. And people were like, oh, well, the book just came out and this and that. I'd rather have a book that's obsolete than have a faction that's obsolete. You know what I mean? So it's like, if you got to make a few changes, it's okay, man. Look, we were just talking about it. Jack, how do we check your list? I know you made a few mistakes. How do we double check it?
Well, I got one of the... Let's pull back the curtain and we'll look at what went wrong. I when I was making my list originally, I took the crawlers at the original 12 points instead of the new 10. And so before the show, knowing I had two list beta lists here, the FAQ and two books I was looking through, I said, Rob, you gotta hold my hand on this one. Before I get on the show, I don't want to be a fool. I did make one mistake. I did mention something that was old rules, but let's not dwell on that. But it was very difficult to guarantee I was doing it right. And then Rob, because he's not a Luddite like myself, just went, oh, well, I'm just going to use Battlescribe.
Well, Battlescribe failed me, though, because it let me put a stun grenade in my list, which is not in the elite list. So even Battlescribe's not perfect. It is just done by fans, but still, it does help a lot when they update it. And it's nice that those guys did do a lot of work to get Battlescribe up and running. But it does help a lot to have a program. And I've said it once and I've said it a million times, Mantic should get on it to make sure it, like, either pay them a little bit or give them something to make sure they keep updating it, because that is important to have updated army builders.
Yeah. Because I'm looking at it now. You have the ammo, AP ammo, frag grenade, smoke grenade, stun grenade, toxic grenade. In their defense, the toxic grenade is a new thing, but what they probably did with this was it's great because the elite list is in here and you can't take what you can't take. You know, you can not take what you're not allowed to take, which
it's not, it doesn't show up. Yeah.
Right. But then again, you know, with the items, because the elite lists are very, constricting as opposed to the other stuff. Right. So, you know, the task that's ahead of us as rules committee is to make these elite lists elite.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get something, you know, some more bang for your buck. It can't be, all right, well, you just take this and that. It's got to be, something's got to give. So I like when we were doing the Asterion list that the Cypher specialists were troops.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it should be more of that. The leader should unlock things that are not normally unlocked.
That's what I think, adding Horde to Stalkers or something, just a little something special, you know?
Something crazy. So, you know, and then you say, well, that's OP or that's no good, or in a tournament, you're not going to do it. But then again, in a tournament, you might not be allowed. I mean, when I ran mine, I did not allow elite lists. You know what I mean? But other people did. So that's cool, you know, or maybe just make an elite list tournament. Go nuts with it. You know, do what you got to do. I know a family gamers will play an elite list versus a regular list, two elite lists or none. So, you know, variety is the spice of life. It just, you know, get down on your funky self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But to bring it all back around, I did not enjoy this list because of what it was restricted and it doesn't have the stuff. And it was a real slog to do it by pencil. And I found some of the other elite lists that I went in not thinking I would enjoy. I did doing it.
Yeah, it was the opposite reaction. Yeah.
So you never know, but to right now, especially with the Veerman, the Veerman's been the most difficult thus far. I don't want to speak for my compatriots here, but because they're newish, because they have the betas and not the, this was the most difficult to list pen and paper and make sure that I had done it properly.
Well, Jack, difficult because of the restrictions of the list or because of all the new information that's out there?
That's two different things. The limitations of the list made it so that I knew I wouldn't be able to make a list that I would find fun to play.
Okay.
That's just my feels. The physical factual thing was because of, to make sure it was proper, was because of all the sources I was combing through, and I looked over at something that had the old crawler costs, and I plugged them in, and thankfully we took the time to figure it out beforehand, so I didn't leave 5 points for an orphan with a wooden bowl. But I that's two separate entities. Well, one's just how my feelings about the list, and the other was a physical sitting down and doing a, you know, checks and balances and debits and all that to make a good accountant.
Yeah, I do want to say the battle scribes done by Ben Edwards. We gave him a shout out because, yeah, he avoids a lot of that issues. And any time that there is a mistake, you just let him know on Facebook, and he goes and fixes it. It's great to have that kind of access, and it'll be fixed by the time probably that this comes out. He'll probably have had it fixed. So,
yeah, and also like James Tandy, he's just I think he won the tournament over at Mantic, the last tournament that was there, and he's been helping out a lot too. Yeah. So he's give him a shout out. He's also in, he's in England. I don't know where the Battlescribe guy is.
Yeah, he's England,
but he's.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very, very knowledgeable, and he knows his stuff. And I
yeah, they can tell they care about the game, which is that's what you need, those kind of people.
Yeah, and I speak to him a bunch on Facebook. We got a little group going here, and he knows his stuff. And those are the guys I want to get on a jet plane and play those guys. You know,
because
they seem like they're very into it, and you meet guys that have the same love for Dead Zone, and those are the guys you want to play and just
yeah.
Get down and dirty and start learning secrets from each other and whatnot. So, but yeah, those two guys really, I mean, I just went right to Battlescribe. I went to the Dead Zone Fanatics group, downloaded it, put it on. I still have both Battlescribes on my computer. On my iPad, the old one and the new one, the one with the black surrounding and then the right outline, the red outline. But, yeah, it's great, man. You can pick an elite list. You can do whatever you want.
And they've made it so much easier now that all you have to do is go into like the find a list kind of thing to get the Dead Zone one. It's right there, Dead Zone version 2.0. Yeah. Super easy to find. You don't have to install some weird files anymore.
That was a pain in the behind.
It's so much simpler now. Battlescribe has gotten a lot easier than it used to be. So it's
the new one is great, man.
Yeah.
The new one really. I mean. I know that the other one we used too, the Mentimeca, that one, that's pretty good. But I'll tell you what, I love Battlescribe. Sitting on the can and I make like six lists right off the bat,
And Mentimeca doesn't have elite lists on it. That's why we're using Battlescribe for these ones.
I checked today and I was hoping beyond hope because I usually at work at lunch I'll start. And I'll rough something out. And then I get home and I think about it and I let my mind ruminate a bit. And just at work today, I was like, I can't do this. I'm not inspired. And I got home and I went, if Mentimeca's updated and I can do it fast and I don't have to, then I'll just be, it'll be a blessing. But it wasn't. It's updated, but just not the elite list.
Yeah, that's right.
I would tell you, Jack, to download, Battlescribe on your phone, but the that Nokia phone you have, it probably won't. It probably won't download it. The one with the LCD screen,
the black and orange or whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. The iFlip, it doesn't work on the iFlips.
My phone is actually wired to a big briefcase that I have to carry around. So
yeah, that's
You call it the football. It's an American joke, guys. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, we it is understood. We know that there's a nuclear option that is contained
That's just the power plant for Jack's phone.
Speaking of nuclear options, and we are in the griping phase. The Piper's model.
Oh yes, not a fan.
All right, do you like? Let's go here. So you guys don't like the Piper model. I kind of dig it. I thought he should be a little bigger.
Yeah, that's the issue. His size is the issue.
I like the dreadlocks.
Well, Jax, when he got it, his dreadlocks were miscast, so he never actually has dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah, they were all mushed.
Really?
Yeah.
That's definitely time for an email or even a letter because the dreadlocks.
A sharply worded letter.
Yeah, a curtly worded letter. But yeah, definitely I like that. But what about the regular Piper, the one Mantic sell, not the exclusive one? Because the one we got, the one where he's pointing in the dreadlocks, the other one, he's like pole dancing. you know what I mean? That one? Which one do you like better, this one or the other one?
I haven't been aware of the other one. Yeah, we look at it now.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? You guys got to be up on Dead Zone if you're going to have this damn podcast.
I'm sure we looked at it. There's just been so much time. I'm sure it's been on the podcast that we're like, hey, look, it's a new model. But, yeah, I don't remember that he's pole dancing. Now that you say that, now I have to look. That's the key.
Now you have to look. Everybody, talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah, we're going to look up look up the pole dancing Piper. But he doesn't look like the rest of the Veerman. The one that we have, apparently the exclusive one, he looks like more of like a sinister Disney Fox character. I don't know.
Great Mouse Detective. We've discussed that before.
Oh, you know what? As soon as you said that, I was like, yeah, Rob, you know, how do you know what I'm thinking in my mind? But now
we actually discussed it.
We've already had that conversation. So, I like the one rat swarm that came with him, the one that, it's literally just a pile of rats running. And I wish that was a model that you could buy, now. And the one with them coming out of the tube is kind of interesting, but as for him, I just didn't dig him that much.
Really? Yeah. I kind of liked it.
So now I do see the pole dancing. He's got his staff on the ground. He's gripping it quite strongly.
Where did you find that one?
It's under Dead Zone Infestation expansion on the Mantic site. I was looking all through the Veerman. He's not in there. You can't buy him separately. He's only part of the expansion.
Now, if you want to get the Piper that these two guys hate with the two rat swarms or Veerman swarms, but it might be worth it to get more rat swarms for your regular list. It's 25 Mantic points.
Oh,
so you can.
Yeah, that's a good reason to use Mantic points to get some more rat swarms.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you definitely need them now that they're going to be in the regular lists. Two is not enough because if those guys end up in here and they have them as troops or even as specialists, they would fill up my army pretty quickly.
Now we're talking. Now I wouldn't have had to, gripe the whole time I was making this list. Then I'd be like, yes.
And maybe if we get this 25 points, we'll get one with dreadlocks.
Yeah, well, that's the one.
Cool.
But yeah, the infestation one, the rat swarms look the same.
Yeah,
but I like the guy here because he has like the shock baton, but the pole dancing one, he has like a staff. It's like the shock staff.
It's much bigger. Yeah
I do
size
like,
doesn't matter, we know that.
I just think like he would have something like that running through tunnels and stuff. He'd have something smaller.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He just makes sense to me that way. I like that one a lot.
All I know is 25 points for two rat swarms. I'm going to have to start counting my Mantic points.
Yeah. I got about 60 of them.
That's what I'm thinking too. I might be able to get two sets of these.
You know what? The problem is we keep doing Kickstarters and we don't get the,
but I buy enough stuff other than that.
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Your crazy boxes alone probably.
Yeah.
You got 400 Mantic points. You know, I used to love that. Remember Star Wars used to have that? Kenner used to have Kenner points.
That's right.
Yeah.
G.I. Joe, too. They used to have, you could send away for like the fridge action figure and stuff.
Yeah.
I did that.
I did too.
The fridge. And he had like a mace or something like that.
Yeah, with a football in the end.
Yeah, football on a chain.
Well, now that we're getting into G.I. Joe, I think might be the end of this episode, people.
Are we at the end?
I think we're at the end.
We have left out one very important thing that the One Wing Tunnel Building exercise needs to function on.
What's that?
Who is picking the next list?
I believe it's my turn, isn't it?
Because
Coach picked this one and Jack picked the one before, I think. Or did I pick the one before? Let me look.
Well, who picked the Astarians?
Because that was me. So it's Jack's turn, right?
Jack, yeah, so you're up to bat. All right, so let's go through the list.
Here we go. GCPDS.
Yeah, so we're going to have a special for the GCPDS, as Jack likes to call them.
And we have to do a Astarian list also, because they got all new goodies.
Yeah, that'll be a special. But, yeah, GCPS next then, Jack?
I said it with conviction, so...
You did. You said it before Coach could finish.
Not an elite list.
Yeah, but we did. This is our specials. They fit in between some of them. We've done this before with the Veerman came out, so... There is precedent for this.
There is precedent, but if that is not satisfactory.
Well, how about this? We'll do the GCPS next, no matter what, and then Jack, you still get to pick. What's after the GCPS then?
Okay.
Wait a minute. You don't get to pick twice.
No. We were doing the GCPS anyway, so it didn't matter.
But, you know, he set protocol. I'm shenanigans.
Sorry. Sorry. That you've been overruled, Coach. Overruled.
Where's my broom? I'm calling shenanigans.
Well, you've been overruled by the Taskmaster. This is what's happening here.
No, but I don't mind doing a GCPS, but he gets to choose twice?
Because he never chose an elite list. You're the one who said it.
There's a flag on the play and a red card happening. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I'm pulling out the red card.
Okay. And you know what? We'll go on to...
Oh, wait.
Okay.
We got to go through the whole thing. You're... Jack, you have to. Jack, I have to tell you.
You're getting flustered.
I have to tell you. We have to tease the next episode.
Oh,
so you want to go through the list, Coach? Please tell us what's left.
Okay, so what's left is really not much left.
Nope.
The Marauders.
Yeah.
The Plaque.
Yep.
The Rebs.
That's it.
And the Plague and the Marauders.
And the Elite Martians. We said we'd do that at some point too.
Okay, but they're not out yet to be worked on.
Yeah, but we have the beta for the Elite.
No, but there's like, yeah, no, trust me.
Things are going to change. Yeah, we'll wait for those guys.
Yeah. No, there's like, it's like the Martians are done, but the Elite lists have to be worked on. So that's,
in the future.
In the future. So that'll be, you know, whenever.
Yeah, we'll see. But, so Jack, now it's Marauders, Plague, or Rebs. That's your choices.
Jack, Rob, that's my job. So, Jack, there's Marauder, Plague, and Rebs.
GCPDS.
Okay. Shut up. You're causing us trouble. This is going to be longer than the whole episode.
Okay. Since Coach asked very nicely to follow protocol, I'm going to say...
Or should we save it for the next episode after GCPDS?
That would have been my first spot, but you know, that's...
No, we'll choose it. We'll choose it now. We did this every other time we chose the elite list and then cut in with the special. So.
Okay. I'm just going to preface my answer by saying I need a little information first before we continue.
Sure.
It sounds crazy, but you'll all agree once I do bring up my point.
Okay. What's your point?
My point is... Perhaps would Georgie be around for our next recording session when we do an elite list?
Well, it depends on what you're going to choose because, you know, that...
Well, I was choosing based on his availability, which is my point.
I really don't...
He is in a cage in their basement. He's always available.
I was led to believe today that he wasn't available and he showed up.
But it was a trick, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It depends. It depends what list you pick if Georgie will come. What are you getting at? Fine, sir.
I'm saying that the next elite list I would choose if Georgie was available would be the Marauders, so that can give us the. I know it gets them out of the way. It cleanses the. You know.
Wait. Can I be in that episode?
I would not have it any other way, Georgie. I wanted to make sure you were available. I'm hoping that your tux still fits, that you're ready to perform.
Oh, okay.
I think he's still tired from running over here.
Did he run all the way back for that too?
Yeah, he did. He just, you know what it was? He heard you saying something.
You mentioned his name at one point, so that was it. It's like a bat signal for him.
Excelsior.
Oh, he's all tuckered out.
He's going to sleep like a baby tonight.
Yes, he will. So, we're doing the GCPDS.
Yeah.
And we're going to go right, like, forge on ahead to Chief Momolunka and the Marauder Elite List. That's what you're trying to force.
That is our roadmap, yep.
Gotcha.
So write it down in your notebook.
So we only got, when you think about it, after that, we only got two left. We got three right now, but then there'll be two left. Man, I better get on the rules committee. We got to come out with some stuff. We need more material.
Yeah, that's right. I could have sworn there was, by the time we do all those, there should be a nameless list, I hope, too, by then.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, this is like another 5 months, so you got a lot of time.
All right, we got time.
On that bombshell.
Yeah, thanks for listening. This has been Team Building Exercise. I've been Rob.
And I'm Jack.
The award-winning Team Building Exercise with Rob, Jack, and I'm Coach.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back next with a special number 3, GCPS, or GCPDS, as Jack likes to call them. Until then, have a good one.
Ew, that's another show down the drain. Why do you people listen to this garbage? I guess if you want the list that these people made, you can go to deadzonegame.podbean.com and you can see a YouTube version of the show on the Family Gamer 777 channel. Yeah, I wouldn't do either, but then again, what do I know?